Welcome back to the Press Box on another Saturday. We're almost to the end of February. Believe it or not, first 2 months of 2023 are almost in the books. My great host is always the Hall of Famer, Dave Fuzzy Baker. Dave, take away, my friend.
Gene, great talking to you. Great being with you again this day. And we remind folks before we get started that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So signs of spring, 75 degrees one day, 35 degrees the next, and just about every weekend now, Kentucky Derby preps as we really get on the road to the Derby. And so today we're going to take a look at the mile and a 16th Rebel. It is a $1 million grade two, top five, get points on a 50, 20, 15, 10, 5 scale. And it'll be the 11th of 12 races, 6:23 out at Oaklawn. And tell me about verifying who is the 2-1 favorite in the morning line.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, this is one of many from the barn of Brad Cox. I did a little story this week. If you look at the top 20 right now, and throw two or three others in as possible, also eligible in the top 20 or 25 horses that are being aimed for the first Saturday in May, Cox may have 8 to 10 horses on the road.
That's unbelievable.
It's just truly unbelievable. I mean, here's a guy that has really carved out a really great career for himself, and you know, he just won the Grade Two Risen Star last weekend with Angel of Empire, and the longest of his three shots in that race, and then he finished fourth in that race also with a horse that is likely to come back, Tappas Conquest. Both of those likely to come back to the Louisiana Derby. But, you know, this Verifying is a really interesting horse, but he's not gotten a lot of buzz, so to speak.
Right.
So far, he broke his maiden in his first start nearly by two lengths up at Saratoga, came back and ran in a grade one to Champagne at Belmont in his second start of his career. He ran second to a horse named Blazing Sevens. And then he ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And, you know, he didn't run a bad race after a very tough start. I think he ran sixth, beaten about 12 lengths by the champ Forte, who still remains at the top of everybody's charts. He'll be making his first start in early March down at the Gulfstream Park Champions meet, the Fountain of Youth Stakes. But, you know, other than that really tough race in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but it's run at Keeneland, a mile of 16th. You know, as well as I, you've got to get a good break out of there and get in a good position going into that short stretch that coming out of that turn. And he just wasn't able to get any ground. He's going to be Brad Cox's horse here. Brad Cox has also got another one in here, named Giant Mischief.
Stable mates a second choice, right?
Yep. And I think the odds on Giant Mischief may slide up just a hair. I really like Giant Mischief. You know, he'll make his first start as a three-year-old following his runner-up effort to Wild Atlantic Storm in the Springboard Mile. They gave Giant Mischief some time off after that run, but here's a horse that defeated Arabian Lion in his first allowance on the card of the Breeders' Cup Future Stars Friday at Churchill last year. Giant Mischief, I think, is a really nice horse. Irad Ortiz is coming in from Gulfstream to ride him.
Right.
So, you know, I think Brad Cox looks awfully tough in here as 1-2. You do have a horse that's being transferred from the Bob Baffert barn.
I was going to ask you about that.
And you know, he had run, won the grade three Sham Stakes since last start. Reincarnate, now trained by
Jim Yankteen.
That very independent and nowhere connected to the embattled Bob Baffert. Tim Yankteen, former Baffert assistant, by the way, went out be putting the girth in the saddle on this one.
Okay, so now that we know what that field is like, how do you play it, my friend?
Well, I think you gotta lock down which one of the two cox horses do you like. Verifying, you know, coming in off the breeder's maturity, I mean, breeder's cup juvenile, and
right.
then whether or not you like him or Giant Mischief coming in off the layoff from the Springboard Mile, which is out at Remington Park. I think you got to decide which of those two you like and or like the best, because I do think both of those are going to be preeminent choices here in the race. And then you look around, shop around for a little bit of value. There's a horse in here that ran well last time out named Red Route 1, trained by Steve Asmussen, went off his huge odds. We liked Red Route 1 in the Southwest Stakes. I don't think that he matches up quite as well here. I'm throwing Reincarnate, the Baffert Yacht Team piece, although Baffert has always shipped well to Oakland. And,
yep.
You know, when he got in trouble down there, somehow the Racing Commission didn't do throughout the disqualification. So, interesting relationship down there in Arkansas. I guess they do business a different way. But you know, there is a horse in here that I think at 15-1 that I'm going to definitely use with the two Cox horses. That is Confidence Game, trained by Keith DeZormo. 15-1 in the morning line. I think this horse could be making up some ground late. But I'm going to use the two Cox horses, and I'm going to probably lean on Giant Mischief a little more in here. I really think Giant Mischief, Verified, either one could win this race, and either one could win it impressively. I think better odds on Giant Mischief, and then play with Confidence Game coming out of the DeZormo barn. It's going to be ridden by the old, well, I shouldn't say old, he's a lot younger than me, but the veteran, James Graham. If you never met James Graham, do yourself a favor and get to know the guy. He's a truly an interesting character and can ride better than most.
Absolutely. All right, so all the Gene's picks for the Oaklawn card and all the big Derby races on the road to the Derby, you can find them each and every week right here at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you and yours have a great, great racing weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. And we're still waiting with very anxious waiting for your top horse on the road to the Kentucky Derby. Do you want to reveal?
I'm not like the NCAA people, right?
Yeah.
I don't reveal that stuff just
yeah,
yet.
You know. Thunder
no
Snow,
preview.
You know, going back to the Thunder Snow days, you've really been able to nail some really top contenders, and I was just wanting to get that news out there early, you know, so the people
can lock in. And how can you stop Thunder Snow? I mean, seriously, when you think about it, I mean, how can you stop them, right?
Well, on this Friday, it feels like it could thunder snow.
All right. That's the way it goes around here. All right, brother. Have a great weekend. Love you, my friend.
Good. Thanks, brother. See you soon.
See you. All right. Bye.